Dear friends in Christ Jesus, our living Lord and Savior. Christmas is all about gifts. Maybe strange to hear that from your pastor, but it really is. Oh, sure, we try to teach our children that Christmas is about something deeper and more meaningful than gifts. We say that it's about more than gifts. It's more about getting together as family and friends, spending quality time together. And no doubt that is true, but let's not kid ourselves. Christmas is all about gifts. I mean, think about it. We spend hours and hours shopping for gifts and looking for the perfect gift for that special someone in our lives. We go tooth and nail to the mall to find that special doll or that special video game or an iPad or whatever our kids want. And Amazon and online shopping, well, that just brings a whole new dimension to the craziness of the season. And once we've completed and conquered our Christmas shopping, we bring our trophies home, we wrap them up, we decorate them, we put them underneath the tree, and then we look at them and we shake them, we weigh them, we ponder them. Christmas is all about gifts. Now, understand that a gift is something that is given with no strings attached. If it's given because of what someone has done, then it's not a gift. It's a reward or a payment. And if a gift is given in hopes of motivating someone to do something, then it's not a gift. It's a bribe. A gift is given because the giver wants the receiver to have it. And that's it. So how many of the gifts that sit under your tree this morning fall into that category? Or to put it another way, how many of those gifts under your tree that have your name on it are gifts that you truly deserve? That you could say you honestly deserve those gifts because you fulfilled perfectly what you should have as a husband or wife, father or mother, son or daughter, brother or sister, employee or employer, neighbor, citizen, or even as a Christian. Have you measured up to perfection in 2017? Have you even come close? No, the reality is you haven't. In fact, we've all fallen short. I don't know the details, I don't need to, but we all know it's true. Scripture, in fact, declares, St. Paul says in Romans 3:23, all have fallen short and fall short of the glory of God. We have all fallen short. We've not measured up. And let's not kid ourselves. We're not fooling anyone. Those around us see our shortcomings. Those around us know that we've not lived up to our responsibilities. We've not lived up to our callings as husbands and wives and fathers and mothers, sons and daughters, brothers and sisters, employees, employers, neighbors, citizens, and Christians. We try to keep up the appearances, and we do pretty... Excuse me. And we do a pretty good job for the most part. But those who are closest to us, oh, they know. And you know. Scripture is true. We know it in our hearts, even if we never put words to it. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And that's why I think we do have a good understanding of grace, even if we haven't put that word to it. We know that we're not perfect. We know that the others around us are not perfect. We might not call it sin, but we know what we're talking about. And yet, how many of you expect to find a lump of coal in your stocking? How many of you have decided that someone was entirely too naughty and you gave them a lump of coal? I doubt very much that anyone received a lump of coal or has received a lump of coal or given one to somebody. But who here can honestly say that they don't deserve one? Christmas is about gifts. Our gift giving, even our grace to others and the grace we've received from others, is a picture of a greater gift. The gift that we've been singing about and hearing about in our scripture readings for the day. The gift that was announced to the shepherds so long ago. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." On that first Christmas, God gave the most glorious and the most undeserved gift to the world, His Son, Jesus. 2,000 years ago, Jesus was born to the Virgin Mary. Jesus, truly man and truly God at the same time. God became man. He took on flesh and blood in the mystery of the incarnation. And of this event, Christians have not stopped singing and pondering and marveling and rejoicing. You know all the carols. They're all about Jesus. They are all about this glorious event when God became man, this miraculous birth, this impossible thing that God has done, that God has made possible. Because with God, all things are possible. God has become man. Christmas is about gifts. You see, all those gifts under your tree, they point you to Jesus. All the Christmas gifts are to remind us of the greatest gift, Jesus Christ our Lord. And just like the rest of the gifts under the tree, we don't deserve the gift of God's Son. We are sinners, and we have fallen very short. However, God so loved the world, He so loved you, that He sent to you this gift, wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger. The grace that we might show to one another stems from this grace, the grace of God, sending us the gift of Jesus, that He might take on flesh and live a perfect life in our place. And in that flesh, He would suffer for our sins on the cross. And in that flesh, He would rise again on that first Easter and defeat death. Jesus, the true Christmas gift, has defeated in the flesh sin, death, and the devil. And He has done it for you. And He gives it to you as a free gift. You received it by grace through faith. Now, I don't know how this Christmas season finds you. Perhaps you are surrounded by family and friends. Perhaps you look at an empty chair and weep this Christmas. Perhaps you look forward to 2018 with fear and trepidation, not knowing what it brings to you and yours. Perhaps you walk with a great burden of guilt upon your shoulders for the sins of the past. Perhaps you feel shame and sorrow, not knowing where you fit in or where you'll be accepted. Perhaps even being in this building this morning, in the house of God, makes you feel uncomfortable with all of these church people and so on. But hear this and hear it well. Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Jesus, His love, His forgiveness, His mercy and grace are yours. He truly is the only free gift you will ever receive. And He comes to you for each of you, each and every time we gather here as His people for worship. And don't believe that nonsense that you can worship Him at home or on the golf course or on the lake while fishing. That's not true. You know it in your heart. Because He's not there for you in the same way that He's promised to come here to you in His church, wrapped in words of forgiveness, in His baptismal waters, and in the Holy Communion of His body and blood. This gift of Jesus is for you. It is for all. If you go to Bethlehem today, you're not going to find Him in a manger for you. But He comes to you now in the manger of His word and the sacraments, wrapped not in swaddling cloths, but in words, in water, in bread, and in wine in His church. He is here for you. And that is His promise, this gift of God, the Christmas gift, Jesus, is for you. Receive Him, marvel at Him, rejoice in His grace and forgiveness, for it is because of Him, this wonderful Christmas gift, Jesus, that we can sing joy to the world. In Jesus' name, amen. May the peace of God, which far surpasses all of our human understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.